Hello and welcome again to this week's exciting portion of the journey to personal holiness through God's holiness. This is actually week 28 of your journey, and this week is going to have you look into how you can actually win friends through faithfulness. In this day and time, people are looking for someone who can actually be there, stand with them, and be supportive of them in good times and in bad. Well, the scripture even gives to us a statement of wisdom on how that should be. If we look at this week's anchor of holiness, it says, earn others' trust by developing consistent faithfulness. Being dependable depends upon how trustworthy you are. And so as you begin to look at this week's idea on how you're going to become whole, look into your life to determine whether others see you as trustworthy, or are you what they call a fair-weather friend, that when things are going great, you're there, and then, of course, when people really need you in turbulent times, that you're missing in action. Well, this week is going to give you a secure glimpse of how you can actually win and maintain friends through your faithfulness. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 17, verses 17 and 18. While these are only two verses, there's some very key points in here that we can actually learn, because in this section, which is the 17th chapter of Proverbs, it contrasts goodness and evil, differences between positive and negative. And when it gets here into verse 17 of chapter 17 of Proverbs, it says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man born of understanding striketh his hand, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. Well, let's look at two very key points that you can look in as you begin to develop a faithfulness as it relates to others, and how you can become trustworthy or seen as trustworthy in others' eyes because of how you handle them and how you are a part of their life. When I looked at this particular segment, and as I began to ask you to look at the two points, one being how you can actually be consistent in your love, and two, how dependable are you when it relates to persons learning to trust you because of your personality? Well, when you look at the fact that a friend loveth at all times, that's the key phrase that I'd like you to keep in mind. When you identify yourself as a true friend, you are going to be there in the times that are needed. You're going to present yourself as a person who can always give sound spiritual advice. Why, sometimes you may be tempted to give your own opinion about things, but a true Christian friend is a person who's able to love unequivocally and yet at the same time give to you godly wisdom that is going to help you along your way. Then the second point here that I'd like for you to look at is the fact that it talks about in verse 17 that a brother is born for adversity. Interestingly enough here, this thought says that when you are at a point where you need help, where you're having problems, where you're going through, a brother and a friend actually becomes born in the middle of those things, which simply means that when you have hard times, you need heart-holding friends. Now, when you look at verse 18, it talks about a person becoming surety in the presence of his friend. Well, that's a very interesting concept, the concept of surety. Surety is even being defined as being faithful or consistent in our relationships with others. And then it even says that being surety is one who agrees to be legally responsible for another. And so can your friends depend upon you that regardless of what they're going through, they can always come to you for prayer and support? Well, you know, sometimes it's not always necessary to just get into a big labor of love about rehashing problems and rehashing concerns. Sometimes the best thing that you can do is to be there for them to point them into a direction of wholeness and into a direction of happiness. So actually, you may even be doing them a disservice if you don't depend upon being faithful and trustworthy. Because what happens is, this is actually the time when God could be using you in that person's life to direct them from the problem and then to redirect them to the presence of power and the magnificence of God. And so when you walk about life and you're thinking of your faithfulness, always remember that a friend loved at all times. And that friend is going to get to the point that they're going to always be there to give you truth from the Word of God, to give you love as in the case of God, and more invariably, you're going to be able to have trust in that person, and you can become that trustworthy friend because people will now be able to depend upon you knowing that you're always going to give them something positive from the Word of God. You don't want to ever get to a point where you're helping people to mope and to grow and to rehash negativity. You are the light of the world. You are like a city that's set up on a hill. So when your friends come to you, be a light and be salt. The idea is that they're coming to you because they're looking for God. And so it's going to be very important for you to have the skill to be able to redirect them from adversity to advantage. And that advantage is that by being faithful and consistent in your relationship with them, it'll give them the ability to know that there is an unfenced love and that you're going to be there because your relationship, your faithfulness, your trustworthy bears witness to the fact that God is in your life. And I would like to encourage you this week, as you go through this week's Anchor of Wholeness, which is actually encouraging us, earn others' trust. You cannot just assume that others are going to trust you. It becomes a labor of love. There's going to be a way that you're going to develop trustworthy relationships, one, by being consistently faithful, and being, secondly, dependable. So how is your faithfulness and how is your dependability? Can they always depend upon you to give them a word from the Lord or give them a perspective and light out of darkness? Are you always consistent? Are you faithful? Can you get to the point that your faith in God is the anchor and is the raft that is going to get them across turbulent seas? And so real friends are faithful. Real friends point them to the light that is in the love of the Lord and maybe not necessarily go through rehashing and being sympathetic to negativity, but you're going to always redirect them to the presence and to the power of God. And if you're known for those characteristics, you can imagine that here in chapter 17 of chapter 17 and verse 17 of Proverbs is going to let you know that a friend loveth at all times, and you've got to be willing to become surety, a confidant for those persons who are in need. Not your way, God way. So think about how you're counseling. Think about how you're being there. And always remember, your job and mine is to always point people to the power and the presence and the potential of the one and only living God. So polish up your friendship. Learn to win friends through your faithfulness. And so as you get through this week, take an introspection. Look inside and find out how you can become a little bit more consistent in your faithfulness and dependability related to how you can share in adversity with friends and people, and then see if there's any way that you can improve upon it. But trust is earned. It is never necessarily a right. You earn others' trust by the faithfulness that you have and your ability to always, always point them to the power of the living God. And so, behold, you are just that much closer to your personal wholeness as you learn how to win friends through faithfulness. And so, enjoy this week. Work on your task of knowing that you can be just what God wants you to be. So, until next week, be blessed, and I'll see you then as you become more faithful in your relationship with others.